Schizophrenia is a disease that affects people when they're coming into the prime of their life, their late adolescence, their early adult years. And it is a progressive disease that doesn't go away unless it's treated. Ultimately, if it's not treated, a person will suffer disabling effects from it, from which they can never recover. So treatment is essential. The best chance to treat the disorder and to stop it from being progressive is to treat people early, at the beginning of their illness or as close to the beginning as possible. Now, one of the measures or the markers of the progressive effects of the illness is the fact that when you do imaging studies in the brain, it has been demonstrated that over time, as the illness progresses, people lose part of their gray matter in their brains. Now, gray matter is the segment of the brain which contains the synaptic connections and the cells, the neurons, that form the neural connections in the brain. So if you lose these in the context of reduced gray matter volume, this means you're losing part of the substrate of your brain and your ability to function. In a study that we recently completed, we found that if you treat people in their first episode of schizophrenia, that you can prevent the loss of gray matter in the brain and, consequently, the progression of the illness. Moreover, in the study, we found that some medicines, the newer medicines in particular, or some of the newer medicines, worked better than the older medicines, the first generation drugs, at preventing the loss of gray matter and the progression of the illness. And this, we think, is really the key, given our current medications for schizophrenia. That is to start early and continue treatment to prevent any recurrence.